Hello.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Jasmine. Returning your call from customer support. You left the number for us to call you. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm just calling because I want to know why you took out $23 and from our bank account.
Yes, ma'am. In order for me to better assist you, can you provide me with that zip code so I can pull up the account?
It's 79907.
And that first and last name?
It's URUETA.
That first name?
Right now you kind of sound kind of like a little muffled.
You can hear me now, ma'am? Hello?
Yes?
You can hear me now?
A little better, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me that first and last name?
It's Albert. And then it's URUETA.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Sorry about that, ma'am. Just trying to look at your account.
Okay.
Can you provide me that telephone number?
It's
You said 915.
Yes, 915-345-6298.
And how you spell that first and last name, ma'am?
A-L-B-E-R-T.
T, yes, ma'am.
It's Albert, and then U-R-U-E-T-A.
U-R-U-T-E-A?
No, E-T-A.
E-T-A. Okay, ma'am. I did find your account by typing in your name. Can you verify that shipping address for me, ma'am?
What are you asking for?
Your shipping address. Can you verify your shipping address?
917 Madtone Drive, El Paso, Texas, 79907.
Give me one moment while that account is loading. Yes, ma'am, I do see, however, on your account, they charged you $5,732 on November the 30th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, you go ahead.
And yes, yesterday they took out $23, and I don't know how much. They took out $23 on our bank account again.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The only thing I see on your account is the 5732. I don't see anything where the company or any of the companies we work with took out of your account for $23. That might be with something else. You might want to call your bank to get that disputed. But for your account, I only see the last charge that was on November the 30th for 6732.
Okay, so what's going to happen with that?
I can get that. I can get that canceled out to you and offer you a 50% refund with my family and friends discount simply because I see that you entered a sweepstakes for a Crusette KitchenAid set for $5.74 with the company called Crusette itself.
Okay, so what's going to happen with that?
Yes, ma'am, those funds, after I get through with no telling your account again that canceled out, those funds will be back onto your account within 3 to 5 business days. You should see that no later than December 20th onto your account, considering Saturday and Sunday is not a business day. Just give me a moment while I get that handled for you and back into your account, and I'll provide you a confirmation number.
Okay, look. I called yesterday, and they already gave me a confirmation number.
Yes, they gave you a confirmation. I see that you did call yesterday. They gave you... Give me one moment, ma'am. Well, I see what type of refund they already issued you. Because I see, however, you called yesterday and you have gotten a refund, but she didn't put the amount of refund that she gave you. Yeah, she gave you a 35% refund for that $67.32 from yesterday. And the best thing I can do is offer the 50% my family and friends discount from my company.
Okay.
Give me a moment while I notate that account and get that handle for you and provide you that confirmation number. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
I do see, however, yes, I did get that 50% refunded back to you. Let me know when you're ready for that confirmation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
That confirmation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
262-920-929.
Okay, that's the same number they gave me yesterday.
Yes, ma'am, because the reason why you have the same confirmation number, because it was the same product with the same price on there. But when, however, since the instant you call back again and tomorrow, every time a customer called about the same account, we do have to notate everything onto that account. But you
okay.
will see, give me one moment. Ma'am. I'm just going back, looking at your notations, because I honestly think I forgot to do your refund. Just waiting on your account loaded to load.
We don't appreciate that they're taking out money from our bank account, and I don't even know for what.
I explained to you during the call before I gave you the 50% refund, ma'am. It looks like, I don't know if it was you or your husband whenever it happened, you entered a sweepstakes, a contest to win a KitchenAid set by the company called Cousette. That company charged you $67.32 because after every 10 days, they charge $67.32 automatically with that contest. That sweepstakes to re-enter you into a contest, and you get a $199 voucher every month. And that was from November the 25th when that entry was in.
Okay, so where's
and
the
once
item?
I cancel, they can't use your card. That company will not be able to use your card anymore for any future purposes or recent purposes. That card has been canceled out from that company using that.
Well, they took out $23 again just yesterday.
And yes, ma'am, as I stated, that's probably with another company, another seller that we do not serve, because we serve real third-party customer service and that serves over 100 different companies. The only thing I've seen on your account, as I mentioned before I start doing that 50% refund, for that $67.32, that's the only charge I see on that account. Anything other than that, I do not see anything else onto that account. You'll have to get your bank to dispute any other charges, because I can only handle charges I see within the account.
Okay, so why? Okay, because it's under the same company.
Yes, ma'am. Either it hasn't posted yet onto your account where I can see it. But you can, however, call your bank to get that disputed, because, like I stated, I only see the charge for $67.32 from November 30th.
Okay, so they won't be doing that anymore. Is it going to be canceled?
Yes, ma'am. They will not be doing it anymore. I had canceled everything. I had canceled it out for you, ma'am.
Can I have your name?
Jasmine.
Said Jasmine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what about that product? That product's never going to come to us?
No, ma'am. That's what I was explaining to you. As I stated on November the 25th, I don't know if it was you or your husband or anyone else, they entered you into, they use, whoever did it used your card to enter you into a contest within that sweepstakes for that company, that company called Crusette, for that kitchen set. And you would have to, in order for that KitchenAid set to be delivered, shipped to you, you would have had to win the contest. And they, and when they enter you into that contest using your card, that, that sweepstakes is an automatic thing. It automatically re-enter you into that, that that same contest and send you, sends out a $125 gift card voucher to your email or to your shipping address. Mm-hmm. And that was where the 6732 had came from. But yeah, once I had canceled everything out, you would not be charged anything else. You would not even see anything else coming out of your account with that company, ma'am, because they can't use your card again.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but I don't know why they took out another $23 yesterday. So, anyway, all right, then. Go to our bank and see what's going on there, then.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me help, and I was glad to be a big help. And thank you, and have a nice day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Mm-hmm.